You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Hey, and one more week close to normal, and Cowboys get a big win today in baseball over the Texas Longhorns, who had a, what'd they win, Bill, by 500, 600, 700 games, something like that in a row, and that streak ended, thank goodness, although Cowboys don't get the series win. That'll come next week against the Sooners, hopefully. I'd love to get another sweep on those guys, but yeah, lots going on, and Indy 500 right around the corner. Next week is May. And I'm a big Indy fan because I grew up there, and my grandma always took me to time trials and all that good stuff. And the apartment she lived in was a few miles away from the Speedway. You know, the Indianapolis 500 is not in Indianapolis. It's in Speedway, Indiana, and it's a suburb of Indianapolis. And my grandma lived there, and she lived in an apartment complex that every year in the month of May would rent it out to families of drivers and the driver themselves. So we got to hang around with John Cox kid and people like that for the month of May. You know, school would be out, go hang out with grandma and go to the time trials and get to know all the kids, the Indy racers. So I've always been an Indy fan. I don't really watch NASCAR. I mean, we can talk NASCAR somewhere down the road, but I am an Indy fan and one race only, the Indianapolis 500. We got some great guests today. Very excited. Of course, we'll have our good buddy on, as always, Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread. And we'll be talking about, you know, different topics each week in recruiting, which is so important for you guys. But the topic this week, how to introduce yourself to a college coach, which is very appropriate because this is a time for the class of 22. It's going to start happening. You know, you've been maybe talking to each other on email, text, things like that. But you also, you know, you got to know how to do it right. Don't go, hey, man, what's up? You know, stuff like that. You got to, hey, Coach Smith, how you doing? You know, look them in the eye, shake their hand firmly. All the things your dad taught you when you were a kid and you might have forgotten. Don't forget with a college coach because you're competing for a spot and you never know how close it's going to come down to you and two other guys, and you're the guy who was polite and doesn't look like he's going to be a problem. The other two kids, you know, might need a little babysitting, and they'll take you just because of that, and it happens all the time. And also very excited to have on a guy. We actually tried to hit him a while back, but one of the good things about radio, and I was going to tape him yesterday. He's got two very small daughters at home, and so they got to put him to bed at a certain time. So getting him live was going to be a problem, but we had some cell coverage problems yesterday trying to tape it, so we're going to have him on today. Philip Slavin, you might know him as OKTXAR Poke on Twitter, but he also has the 1012 podcast, also writes for Cowboys Ride for Free, where a lot of you may know him as well. We're going to talk a little bit. Cowboys got a commitment yesterday during the spring game. So we'll talk about the spring game a little bit, talk a little bit of recruiting, where some of the guys leaving the Cowboy basketball and football squad, maybe going in the pros, that kind of thing. So we'll talk to Philip after this, and we'll take a break here from our great sponsors. You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, Senior Fit Mix, Spin Indoor Cycling, Ripped, Tabata, Metabolic Conditioning, Weight Training, 24 Aquatic Classes Weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Hey friends, we're hiring at Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, Eskimo Joe's Clothes, and Eskimo Joe's Promotional Products Group. Come check out our Come and Go Employment Party from 3 to 6 on Tuesday, April 27th on the patio at Mexico Joe's. We'll have drinks, games, and prizes, plus you can learn what jobs we have and what a great fit it will be for you. It's our Employment Party at Mexico Joe's, Tuesday, April 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. Please know, we're hiring at Joe's.
In your National Weather Service forecast, tonight clear and overnight not as cold, down to 62 and south winds. For Monday, sunny, south winds and 82. Monday night, partly cloudy, 65. A slight chance of rain Tuesday, 82. A good chance of storms Tuesday night and Wednesday.
And welcome back. And as promised, Philip Slavin joins us. Of course, you know him from Cowboys Ride for Free. You know him on Twitter at OKTXARPoke. And, of course, the 10-12 podcast. We're going to talk about all those and more right now, bringing on the man himself, Philip Slavin. Philip, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Been a fun and productive weekend, both personally and obviously for Oklahoma State. So excited to be here. Excited to be on the show today.
Well, yesterday was spring game, and, of course, with all the rain on Friday, it kind of made you wonder if it'd be all right. It worked out good. Cowboys even got a commitment out of the deal. What do you hear from, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to any recruits who were there or anything, but what if anything, did you hear maybe the fruits of the labor of yesterday?
I really haven't had the chance to talk to anybody yet, but, I mean, obviously the commitment from Avion Jones is a nice one. It's a guy that had been kind of trending Oklahoma State for a while. I've seen some things that he was kind of considering something back in February and backed off, but, OSU's done such a good job at recruiting cornerbacks. I think he's a nice fit. Look, 2022 is going to be an even weirder recruiting year than 2021 was. And we talked about 2021 with COVID and how it messed up recruiting process for all these kids and not getting to go make official visits. I think 22 and 23 is going to be even weirder because obviously coaches haven't been able to go and scout anybody. So the opportunity to land kids at the spring game when they can't make official visits yet, coming in on their own, I think that's big. And I think that there are some players who might be trending OSU's direction more after the spring game, after, you know, we've seen some things they tweeted, we've seen some things people have said about him. So I think overall, I think your spring game was a really positive opportunity for Oklahoma State, especially given some of the guys that they were able to get there.
Talk a little bit about, we got another commitment late last week. Nepotism played a pretty good part of that, I would guess.
Oh, we're talking Braylon Presley. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was a good enough recommendation. Maybe not.
No, it was good. The nepotism took me, and I was like, wait, whose kid committed? No. I got you.
In any relation.
I mean, look, you love to see brothers, whether they're twins or just younger brothers, commit to Oklahoma State when you have older brothers that have found success. And obviously, Braylon's older brother has had a little bit of success. We really popped in the bowl game last year. But this is a guy in the States where you continue to see his recruitment go on the rise. You saw more and more schools offer and pay attention to him. I mean, he's a high three-star, but he's one of those high three-stars that, like, I mean, I get it size-wise, but he just did so much. He was so explosive. He's been, you know, in his junior year, he's been out of a senior year to play. It's a great pickup for Oklahoma State.
Where do you see him fit in? Do you see him fitting in right away?
I mean, if you're going to try, I think that just depends on, is he ready? Now, lots of guys are great in high school, and it takes them a year to acclimate to college, or it takes them a year to get up to size, work with Coach Glass, and be ready to actually play on the field. I mean, do I think he could see the field as a true freshman? Sure. Do I think that talent's there? Absolutely. Does that mean he's going to be a starter as a true freshman? I don't think so, but he's got the talent to get on the field in year one when he shows up and make some plays here and there, especially as you know, injuries when they happen occur. But I also think he's a guy that you're going to get all over the field. Like I say that OSU hasn't had a history of taking guys and putting them all over. Right, you find a guy and you utilize him where you think he fits best, and you kind of keep him there more often than not. But if ever where there was a player coming where you just go, I don't know where they're going to line him up, but I don't think they're worried about that. They're going to figure that out when he gets there. And that could be wide receiver. That could be running back. That could be inside, outside. He's the kind of guy that you look at and go, this is a piece of this roster that we're all excited about. And I think it's going to pay off.
You don't want to put him, put him in Tyreek Hill's category or anything like that, because that guy is a freak for many reasons. But I mean, you know, you get excited about a guy like that. You just get the ball in his hands and let him do the rest, because he can make guys miss.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing a better job. I really think that OSU has, I mean, they always have. I mean, look, Gundy loves multi-sport athletes. There's nothing gets him more excited than finding a linebacker who also wrestles, right? But I think they put more and more focus on finding versatile athletes. I mean, look at how they recruit corners and safeties. They're finding former quarterbacks and wide receivers. Like, they're converting corners to safety. The way they're recruiting on defense is really smart. And they are finding guys. If you can get a five-star, surefire, day-one corner, great. But if we can't, you know, we're going to find guys that we can move around to fit the positions we want and fit into their defensive scheme and develop. And I think it's working. I mean, you look at the safeties they have right now, you look at the corners the past few years, Darius Williams, AJ Green. You look at converting safety for linebackers with Rodriguez. Like, I think they've done a really good job of finding players and that maybe don't necessarily aren't recruited as, if you go to 24/7 sports, rivals aren't listed at corner. But then they're going to come into play corner. I think, bless me, and I just forgot his name, 2021 class, he was a quarterback from Muskogee and is coming in as a four-star safety.
I know you're talking about.
I'm kicking myself because I can't think of the kid's name. I'm excited to see what he does. I think it'll take him a year before he's playing a lot. But Like that's where OSU has started doing more and more of them. And I think it's really starting to pay off for them, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Let me ask you this, because this is one Cowboy to another. You know, a lot of times I'll put on my little media hat and pretend not that I have absolutely no bias whatsoever to my alma mater, but I do, and everybody does. They just pretend better than I do. Let's talk a little bit about the Mike Gundy situation that was about a year ago. You know, wore an inopportune shirt, I guess. I don't think he thought about it. I know I sure wouldn't have. I wouldn't even know what that was until the day you wore it. And it came out, and everybody's ripping him, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Even OSU fans going to kill recruiting. I think we've had better recruit. I know it's short term, but I think we've had pretty good recruiting since then. You agree?
So, I don't think it's had a horrible impact on recruiting. I also think
the kid you were thinking of is Ty Williams, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, Bill fan.
Do I think it's hurt recruiting? It's hard to say. I don't know.
Other people are using it against him, right? We know that. So.
Sure. But, I mean, how he handled things moving forward with Chuba, I think, played positively, right?
I agree.
I think it's been a while since that happened. I don't, you know, people are in the media are going to bring it up. It's going to come up. Like, we're having the conversation about it now, but. I mean, new things happen all the time. I don't think it's really hurting them all that much. Now, I don't think it was a good look. I don't think it was a good move. I think he has made adjustments to it accordingly. I think he and the university have probably sat down and looked at, they're making changes across the board. Look at this past weekend. You had the alumni golf tournament. Oklahoma State has been, and this is something that was brought up during the whole investigation, OSU's not done a good job with alumni, and they have leaned hard into it this past offseason, and they're going to continue to lean hard into it. You see guys who came back to campus who probably haven't been there in a while. You know, I saw some football players on Twitter saying, Tatum Bell, I couldn't make it this weekend, but I can't wait to be there, you know, this fall. I think there is... You have to look at every situation as an opportunity to be better or to improve. And I think that Mike Gundy has with that situation. I think Oklahoma State has with that situation. And I'm going to, I don't mean to sound like a, you know, put on my orange lens glasses here. I'll play the homework card for a minute. I think they are moving things in the right direction because of what happened. And I think OSU has a history of doing that, and I think most schools do. But when something bad happens or something occurs that is wrong, they do try to make it right. They do try to move things in a positive direction and make change because of it. And I think that's what they are doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. I by the way, I've been finding out more about you. I knew we were going to have you on the show, and I wanted to get more great stuff, by the way, on the 1012 podcast and, of course, your writings on Cowboys Ride for Free. Folks listening, a lot of them know that already, and they're like, you need to get Philip on. So glad to have you on. Keep you a little while longer. Let's talk about the guys that are getting ready to go pro from football and basketball. What are you hearing a little bit? I mean, I still think Cunningham's the number one guy in the NBA draft. Everything I'm hearing kind of, you know, seems to point to that. What about our guys in football? What do you think's going to happen there in the NFL draft?
I mean, other than Tevin Jenkins being a first-round pick, which is going to happen, and I'll need to say this, nothing excites me more about recruiting potential than getting first-round offensive linemen drafted. That's huge. That makes me excited. As far as everybody else, I wrote a predictions post back in January. I didn't make sure I remember my numbers correctly off the top of my head. But I believe the record for Oklahoma State players drafted in a single year is 4. And they've done that twice, both times during the Mike Gundy era. I think this year, OSU breaks it and gets 5.
Nice.
Obviously, Jenkins, Chuba, and Tylan will both be probably third round or later. I would be shocked if Darius Williams doesn't go. And after that, I think if my prediction comes true, it's Amon Ogbonlavega. I think it's a round 6, round 7 kind of pick, but I think if there is a guy, and look, another guy could get. correctly. It's absolutely possible. If I had to put my money on one guy in particular to be number five, it would be him. The other four I feel very, very confident in and would be shocked if any of them, including Rodarius, doesn't get drafted. I'm very high on Rodarius. I love what he did this year. I thought he got under-awarded in postseason for his year because his stats weren't as good as some other corners. And I'm like, that's because teams literally didn't want to throw at him. Your stats can't be high if you don't get opportunities to, you know, break up the pass. I think he's a lock to get drafted. And I think of the other guys, I think Amon would be number five for me if five is going to happen this year.
Well, and that would be great. Folks out there who don't know the correlation between recruiting and guys getting drafted and being successful in the league, you're not paying attention, because that's what every kid coming out of high school thinks he's going to, you know, go to the pros after 3 years. And many of them find out differently, but it does help in recruiting when a lot of guys go.
Yeah, and it's a chicken versus the egg situation. You know, it's hard because you want to get guys drafted, but you need to have the best recruits to get the most guys drafted. It's a weird situation. I would say this for OSU. It's been a while. You know, you had Dez Bryant, and he was such a force, and everybody knew who he was, and he had so many guys coming up who wanted to play like Dez Bryant. I think that helps with recruiting a lot. James Washington's been good in Pittsburgh, but you haven't had anyone with that kind of impact in the NFL for a while. OSU needs someone to kind of pop in the league. I don't think they're hurting recruiting. I really don't. I think some of it gets a little bit overblown because we're not top 25. Yeah, I get all that, but it doesn't matter as much, especially not what OSU is doing these days. But it would be nice to have a guy or two stick and show out. Maybe not the level of Dez, but the kind of thing that really helps OSU. I don't think Chris Carson's hurting up on the state in any way at all. It'd be nice to get him back to campus a little bit and tap that, but I think they need... You knew Dez was from OSU. I know plenty of people who don't realize Chris Carson went to Oklahoma State.
Well, a lot of people don't know Tyreek Hill went to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, well, you know, that's...
They don't say it very often when he does something. They don't promote it as much. But, of course, that's not their job. They don't care. But you know, I would definitely put out Tyreek Hill because every kid I talk to, it seems like, especially offensively, just drools over the guy. You know, like, he's that great.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No kidding.
depending on what he does off the field is when you might not want to admit him. But he can really play, no doubt about it. Philip Slavin joining us here just another moment or two. OKTXAR Poke on Twitter. And if you didn't write that down fast enough, well, you follow me on Twitter. So it's right there at the top of the page pinned. You can follow him. You can check him out on 1012 Podcast, Cowboys Ride for Free, all good stuff. Philip, what do you see for Cunningham in the pros in basketball? I think he's going to be just a terrific player because he has every tool. He's not the most athletic guy. I think they found out this year he could shoot the three and is more athletic than they thought, but the guy does everything well.
Yeah, he really does. He's so versatile. And yeah, the shooting point was on point. That was one of the biggest question marks about him coming into the season was he wasn't a good shooter. And he was Oklahoma State's best shooter beyond the arc. Now, and I mean this nicely, I mean, that's not saying a ton, but he was effective from beyond the arc, and he was really effective. I need to go find the stat. If I remember correctly from what I saw, as far as essentially game-winning shots or clutch shots at the end of a game, he had almost 40 more points than the next guy in college in men's NCAA basketball this year. The guy in the clutches is crazy good. And I think that's the kind of thing that you really can carry over in the NBA because, you know, he's going to go to a team that's not very good. He's going to be, if not the face of that franchise, one of. There's no reason to think he's not going to be incredibly successful when he gets to the NBA. I'm going to be honest. Fingers crossed he does not go to Houston. They were Houston fans like, yeah, we've got to get Cade. I'm like, you had Harden. Just not Houston.
I understand. Philip, great having you on, my friend. Hope we can have you on from time to time. And certainly as stuff breaks, I want you to break it on the show because
one of the reasons we wanted to do a Sunday night show, because what are you doing a Sunday night show for? People who listen to Radio Sunday go, they do if they're into recruiting, because there are, you know, in the hotbeds of recruiting, the Blue Bloods in football and basketball have local radio shows on Sunday night when all these kids leave on Sunday afternoon and go home. All the recruitniks like us get hold of them, and we can break it on the show. So if you want to break something on the show sometime, we'd love to. You just call me, and we'll just get you in right away. But great having you on. You take care of those little girls.
I will. Thanks for having me on the show, Greg.
All right, buddy. Philip Slavin. Good. Thank you, sir. Good talking to Philip Slavin. We'll listen to our great sponsors. They've got great stuff for you, and we'll come back. And we'll talk to our man, Sean Leary of Sports Thread. He's got a lot of good stuff to talk to you about, including how to introduce yourself to a coach, how to talk to a coach. We'll have all that and more when we come back here on the Greg Swaim Show.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
In 1946, TFCU was founded as a not-for-profit credit union, and for 75 years, through tough times and good times, we've been helping our members achieve their goals and realize their dreams. We get it, that each generation has their own path to follow, but the years don't change how we take care of each other. In life, in money, we get it, because we're members too. Tinker Federal Credit Union, 75 years of you and TFCU, federally insured by NCUA.
Tiger Drugs' Carla Knight is not related to Bobby, although she has worn sweaters and even once threw a chair. She has always tried very hard not to scream and curse, but don't make her mad. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut. Craig Stone of Tiger Drug fondly remembers his old college days when co-eds were known to pound on his apartment door for hours at a time. That is, of course, until he would finally let them out. Ask him about that at Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut.
And welcome back. Before we get to our man, Sean Leary, I wanted to give a shout out to my mama. She's at West Haven Nursing Home, and she is listening, and we're glad to have her listening. Mom, I love you, and look forward to Mother's Day, and hopefully we'll see you a lot this week. Sean Leary joins us right now from Denver, Colorado, coming in loud and clear. And Sean, one of the things that I'm so glad you're going to talk about today is how to, you know, introduce yourself and converse with college coaches, because let's be honest, no matter how good you are up until a certain point, you've never talked to a college coach in your life, and now all of a sudden, how do you do it?
Yeah, it's thanks for having me on. It's something we get questions about all the time from young athletes, and I think it's important to talk about what you can do to make yourself stand out and how to go out and pursue an opportunity and get yourself in a position to go and play college ball someday. Like you said, when you're, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old athlete and you'd never talked to a college coach before and you need to get your name out there, it can be a little bit intimidating. Trying to figure out what you want to say to them and what they want to hear from you. But really the key to all of it is you just got to be proactive and you got to make sure that they know you're out there. There's a lot of young athletes who are playing college sports or who want to go play college sports one day that you got to compete with to get a spot. So, you know, it's not just getting good grades in the classroom and having good character and, of course, performing well on the field. But if the coach doesn't know you're out there, you're not going to get to go play for them. So, we at Sports Thread, we really encourage young athletes to be proactive and to reach out to college coaches. And, you know, for 99% of the young athletes out there, it's a necessity to getting an opportunity to go and play. If you're a ESPN-ranked 300 athlete, you probably are getting coaches knocking on your door. But for the majority of kids out there, you got to go make it happen for yourself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then when you get to that point, it's always important, too. I run into coaches all the time, as I know you guys do. It's amazing that some kids just don't know how to talk to an adult, first of all. But, you know, the old standards are true that you were taught as a kid, you know, look them in the eyes, shake their hands, call them coach. I've been, you know, trying to give tips, too. And one of the things is when you write back a coach, you know, how to write them back, because there's like, hey, thanks, coach, and that's it. You know, like, we liked your game, you know, we're going to offer you a scholarship, whatever, thanks, coach. And then run on Twitter, and I'm blessed to have another offer from Godibo State. It's not really shouldn't be like that, and coaches want somebody who, you know, is going to be able to go to a press conference after a game their freshman year after, you know, playing well and being able to speak grammatically and you know, all that. But even it's just, you know, being around people. You're going to be around alumni. You're going to be around other coaches, players, teachers, the whole ball of wax. So it's not just recruiting, but it's a life skill.
Yeah, absolutely. And the point you just made is a good one. A coach, when they talk to you, is going to think to themselves, how are they going to represent my program? For a college coach, it's not a sport. It's their life. It's their job. It's their career. And if they bring in a player who's not doing things right, it's going to look poorly on them. It's going to look poorly on the team. It affects them, affects their family, and it affects their career. So they're going to look for, you know, high character athletes, kids who can represent themselves well. But I want to give a couple examples of, you know, what you can say when you're introducing yourself to a coach for the first time. And since right now, game, going back to being able to play in games is, you know, it's depending on where you live, it's hit and miss, and it's coming back quickly. But most athletes are using online methods to get their names out there to schools. And, of course, SportsThread is a great way to do that. We give a lot of tools to athletes that can help you do it. But whether you're using SportsThread or you're using Twitter or you're just sending an email to a college coach, I'm going to give you a couple things to think through. First is when you send a message to a coach and you're reaching out to them and trying to let them know that you're out there, it is not the time for you to be shy. It is not the time for you to be modest. You need to tell them why you're a good fit for their program, what your skill set is. You need to show them your personality, and you need to convince them that you're a good fit for their school. Make no mistake about it. If you're reaching out to a coach, you are in it's a sales process. You are selling them on why you're a good fit, why they should want you. So what we recommend for athletes to do is to pick a handful of what I would call dream schools, maybe 10 dream schools. If you could close your eyes and make a wish and you could wind up at your perfect school, where would those be? Then 10 schools that would be just a great fit. You think your skill set matches up with the level they play. You think your style of play matches up with the coach and the type of program that you're reaching out to. You think you'd be a great fit there. And then the third group of 10 schools, or 15, 25, whatever you want to do, pick 10 schools that would be lucky to have you. You think that if you went there, they'd be thrilled to have you at the program. You'd elevate the team immediately when you stepped on the field. You're going to reach out to all of them. So when you do reach out, let's say you're doing it over email, best thing to do is to make sure you put a header with your contact information right up at the top. You want to make it real easy for that coach to know how they can respond back to you, if they want to give you a call, something along those lines. Secondly, you want to introduce yourself and tell them that you're a confident player, you have the ability to play at their level. Let them know a couple of reasons why they would be interested in you. You want to personalize what you're saying to each coach with the school and the coach's name that you're reaching out to. It does take a little more time, but you don't want that coach reading your email to think that you're lazy and you're just copying and pasting the same thing to a bunch of people. You want to take some time and show them that you have put some thought and effort into their specific email. It's great to include a little bit of knowledge about the team that you're contacting too. Look them up on Twitter or on SportsThread. If you look up any college, we have an integrated Twitter feed. You can see what's going on in the program. If they won their game yesterday or they had a good weekend series, let them know that you saw that. Congratulate them on the win. That just shows them that you're paying attention to their program.
And you might
then
even,
from there,
Sean, can I interject a sec? Because that's real important. I the other day we had a kid do that. And the coach mentioned to me, goes, man, he watched our whole game, and I knew that because he referenced a couple of plays. So if you can interject that too, that really impresses him, something I would not have thought of.
Absolutely. You need to make yourself stand out. And one of the best ways to make yourself stand out, in addition to the things I'm going to go into next, which is the stuff you want to show them about you, you can make yourself stand out by showing them that you put effort into what you're saying. And that you have true interest in going to the school and you have a true desire to be a part of that team and that culture. So if you can glean something about the program or about the way they're doing or about the coach and you can include that, it will help you stand out over a bunch of people who are just sending the same thing, copy and paste.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt about it.
So from there, after you have kind of given them some information, you personalize your letter a little bit, then you're going to want to include all of your best things about you and why they would really want to have you on the team. So your best stats, pick your best stats. If you play baseball and you're a pitcher and you have a great fastball, put that in there. If you swim and you have a great fast breaststroke, put that in there. If you're a football player and you run a fast 40 time or you have a great squat, put that in there. Whatever you can do, your best stat, lead with that, make that stand out. Secondly, you want to include statistics from your season, how you have performed in competition. Tell them the level that you play and tell them the best stats that you've got from an entire season or multiple seasons if you can do it. Also, if you have good grades, you have to put that in there. College coaches can't recruit players who are under a certain GPA. Can't get you admitted into the school. They don't want to recruit you because it's a waste of their time to try and talk to a player who's got a 2.0 GPA if they need a 3.0 to get them into the college. So know the school that you're reaching out to. Know that you can get in with your grades before you reach out to them. you can look those things up on SportsThread as well. But make sure that you tell them what your grades are and check that box that they're looking for of, yes, I can get this young athlete accepted into my college. Also, depending on the sport you're playing, you may be able to qualify for an academic scholarship. A lot of sports out there aren't full-ride sports, and they're going to help you piece together money. We've talked about this on many episodes already, that the coaches are excellent at helping you put together those scholarship packages. One of the great ways they can do that is by helping you get an academic scholarship. So if you have strong grades, it's not only telling them that you can get accepted into the school and that you take care of things in the classroom, but they may even be able to help you get an academic scholarship. Then you want to show them that you're a well-rounded person. So, Greg, you brought up the point just a minute ago that, you know, the coach wants to know that if you get put in a press conference, you're going to make the program look good. Well, they want to know that you're someone who has, you know, interest in other things, and that you, you know, you're doing things in your community, or you're doing things to, you know, help other people. So if you do community service, if you're a part of an after-school club, if you, if you love playing chess, or even if you're a, you know, if you're a great gamer, just tell them the things that you can do or like to do when you're not playing sports. These coaches are going to spend an enormous amount of time around you when you get to the college program, and they want to know the people who are going to come in and be around them, and they want to know what you're interested in. It's important to show them who you are and the other parts of your personality and what you love to do other than just your sport. Then it's great to add that personal note at the end, something like, you know, it's always been my dream to go play in college. I know I can do this. You know, you saw my stats. I can play at your level. Give me an opportunity. Reaching out to them through your message and telling them something personal about why playing at their program would mean something to you also can help you stand out. And then if you're using SportsThread to reach out to the schools, and we have an email template program that can help you reach out to any college in the country, multiple of them at once, you'll get this at the bottom of your email no matter what. But if you're just writing your own email, or if you are doing a direct message, say, on Twitter, then you're going to want to link them into your SportsThread profile or embed a YouTube or Huddle clip of yourself playing. They got to see you play. It's so important that you include video. So that's one of the things that coaches like about athletes who use SportsThread to do their outreach, is they click a link, they go right into your profile, then they can see all your video in one spot, your academics, your stats, your grades, whatnot. But even if you aren't using SportsThread, very, very important that you include highlight tape, because they have to see the way you move on the field, they have to see the way you play in competition, and that's going to help answer a huge question.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody I've ever seen get signed without being seen play first, so that's obviously very huge. One thing that I wanted to ask you about, last week I got a kid that sent me a direct message, and like I do, I get a ton of those a day on Twitter. I, you know, just like, hey, Mr. Slame, how you doing? Hey, can you give me any recruiting trips or tips? The first thing I always say is SportsThread. I said, do you have a SportsThread app? And, you know, a lot of them go, yeah, I already do. And that may be how they even found out about me in the first place. But a lot of them don't, and they don't know anything about it. And I go, it's not like, and I won't name the company. There's a well-known company out there that takes $800 or $900 from kids and sends out glorified resumes unsolicited. And coaches tell me, not only do they not really think the kid can play when they get one of those, they automatically assume they can't, or they wouldn't have to pay $800 or $900 to have a guy help them, which makes a lot of sense. Which, so they'll ask about SportsThread, like, well, does it cost any money? Well, no, that's the great thing about it. SportsThread is the ultimate. It's like, this is like nirvana for me. I've been waiting, you know, 34 years for this in this business. Of course, I didn't have apps. I didn't have the internet and all that back when I started. Heck, we didn't even have cell phones, so things have changed. You guys have taken technology and recruiting and meshed them together in the perfect way.
No, I appreciate that, Greg. And, yeah, your point's exactly right. If a coach sees that a young athlete is doing their own outreach, they're putting their effort into this themselves, that says a lot to the coach about who you are and your motivation and that you truly want to go play. No doubt about it. So it's a great way to make yourself stand out. Couple more little tips for everybody who's listening. When you are sending these messages to a potential college, let's say you want to go play at Oral Roberts University, and then you pick 29 others like we talked about earlier, you want to send it to every single coach in the program. And the reason why you do that is different programs do it differently. Not every coach is going to read their inbox every day, but I can guarantee you there's a coach, if not multiple at the program, who does read every letter that comes in. And they do that because they don't want to leave great players sitting in their inbox, and you know they could have a chance to have an awesome recruit come in who could change the program, and they know that they know they have talent in their messages. So send a message to all the coaches. When you get a response from the coach, then that's going to be your point of contact going forward. You don't need to continue to send it to all the other coaches unless they tell you to. But getting your information out there into everybody's inbox, very, very important. Then on top of that, a lot of players go out and they do this outreach and they talk to the coach, or they send a message to a coach, and they don't get a response right away, and they get really down on themselves. And that's just, for one, it's not realistic, and two, you got to know where you're at in the recruiting calendar. Not every coach is going to respond to you all the time. It's just a fact. There are times in the year where they can't, by rule, respond to you. There are blackout periods where the coaches cannot have contact with potential student-athletes. If you're too young, if you're a eighth grader, you want to get your name out there, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But you got to know, coach isn't going to be able to respond to you. But they do take note of you. They do put you up on their board. You do become someone that they're tracking, and that is so important. So
you'll start getting some form letters, though. I mean, like
sure,
Kale started doing that in the eighth grade, started getting letters. So yeah, it helps.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the earlier you let them know, the better chance you're going to have of them tracking you and coming to an event and watching you play in the future. So there's absolutely no downside to getting your name out there. I just want out athletes to know that if you don't get a response from a coach, it doesn't necessarily mean they're not interested in you. It might mean there's 100 other reasons why they may not have responded right away. So if that's the case, don't just say, oh, man, they don't want me. You're going to contact them again in about a month and then again in about a month. Every single month, you should never have more than a month go by where you're not sending some kind of correspondence to continue to let them know who you are and how you're doing. So a couple things that you can use to keep a coach interested who may or may not be responding, whether they're responding or not, you need to continue to communicate. You don't want to be out of sight, out of mind. If you aren't reaching out to them, I promise you there's plenty of other athletes who are. So a couple things you can do is fill them in on a good game that you had. Let them know that you're going to be at an event. You're going to be playing in their area, and they can come see you play. That's incredibly important. If you have a chance for a coach to come see you play in person, you've got to let them know, and you got to let them know ahead of time. Send them a highlight video of yourself, a new highlight video. Recap your season when it's over. Let them know that you got offered a scholarship or to take a visit, an unofficial or official visit to a school. Let them know that you have added new info to your SportsThread account, or you have a new video up on your Twitter. Or let them know that you are working. Let them know what you're working on during the off season, and what you're going to do to improve. And then you can send them updates throughout the off season on your progress. If you're throwing the ball harder, if you're a baseball player, or if you're running faster, if you're a football player, or if you put on some weight and that was a goal for you, it's great to tell them your goals and then show them that you can go achieve those goals with periodic updates. And that shows them a lot about who you are as a person. So those are a couple things you can do to continue to reach out to those schools and to stay at the top of their list and at the top of their mind.
Good stuff as always. And I'm so excited you guys are going to have all these segments out on YouTube. And
we will be releasing the podcast next Friday, the very first episode. So
awesome.
If anyone wants to go back and look back at all the things that we have gone through in the past few weeks, you'll be able to go and get them next week, and we'll be putting them up on all the different channels. Follow our Instagram and our Twitter page for more updates. And, Greg, I'm sure you'll be putting them out on your Twitter as well.
Absolutely. Always great stuff, and we appreciate having you on. Sean, look forward to talking with you next week, buddy.
Of course, Greg. Have a good day.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread. We'll take a final break here from our great sponsors. We'll be back after this.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
This is Dr. Adam Huskerson at Ortho Oklahoma. We're often asked, what does a sports medicine physician treat? There's a long list of conditions that we can help with, including sprains, strains, dislocations, and non-surgical fractures, or overuse injuries, including stress fractures, tendonitis, and osteoarthritis. For more information, call 405-707-0900. For Stillwater Medical, this is Dr. Adam Huskerson.
Stillwater's Family Fun Center is the ultimate air trampoline park on North Country Club Road. Come jump with us. We've got foam pits, dodgeball, basketball hoops, group rates, birthday parties, and more. Get all the details at ultimateairstillwater.com.
And I want to thank all those great sponsors keeping us on the air for you to listen to every Sunday. Of course, if you miss a Sunday show, and I know, you know, we'll ever talk to people. I've run into Walmart or wherever, and they say, oh, man, yeah, Sunday night's not necessarily a radio night. And it's not. It's not. And a lot of people don't do radio on Sunday night. We do it for recruiting purposes because when recruiting breaks, you know, a lot of times you'll read about them on Monday. We want you to know about it Sunday at 6. That's our whole thing. And not only that, maybe have the young man or young lady on to break their announcement live. A couple of those folks that we will be trying to get on the show. Of course, Bryce Thompson –
five-star out of Booker T a year ago, played at Kansas this year, had some injuries. Matter of fact, he broke his finger going for a loose ball in that OSU game in Stillwater that Cowboys almost blew that lead, won it. He's you know, opening his deal up again in the portal. Tulsa, don't think Tulsa's not in the mix when you see all the big boys coming after this guy, because his dad played at Tulsa. Played for Bill Self, as a matter of fact. And, you know, OU's going to have a shot. Porter Mosier, I'm sure when he came in and that happened, and, you know, a couple guys leaving, they just lost. Well, of course, they lost the kid to North Carolina, and they lost the kid to Oregon the other night, two of their best players. Of course, their best players graduated. So they pretty much got to do a rebuilding job, and to do that and not be terrible your first year, you better go out and get some guys off the portal. And if they could happen to get Bryce Thompson and, oh gosh, there was another one that popped in. Oh, the kid from, that signed with Auburn at Heritage Hall, Alexander, he, you know, may go to Oklahoma too. If they get Thompson and Alexander, OU's going to be pretty salty next year, right off the bat. So, Cowboy fans, you hope they go to Oklahoma State, or just not to Oklahoma. That's kind of the thing there. But those two guys, I mean, you got a four-star and a five-star in state that could go to Oklahoma and make them from a pretty weak team, if you're looking at what they got right now, into a pretty tough team right off the bat. Want to thank, of course, our a great guest, as always, bringing you the recruiting information that you need, and nobody does it better than Sports Thread, our man Sean Leary, of course, the CEO over there in Denver. And that's always good stuff, because that's stuff you just don't get anywhere else, and you get it for free, and you need to get your Sports Thread app and set up your profile if you haven't already, and keep it updated, like Sean said, because that is good stuff. Also want to thank Philip Slavin. Of course, Cowboys Ride for Free and the 1012 podcast, and you can get him on Twitter at OKTXARPoke. Of course, my man, Bill Van Ness. How fortunate do I have to be to get Bill Van Ness to be my board op producer engineer guy? I mean, that's you know, I can't even imagine. That's a great stuff, but we're fortunate to get it. We'll have Erin next week, though, and I think she's getting ready to graduate, so I may tease her a little bit about that on the air as well. But that's going to do it. Thank all you great folks for listening. You can listen to the podcast at gregslame.com as well. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing.